And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, 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 and welcome to The Political Show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and with me in studio we have
Gavin Instant,
Pastor Gavin Instant, and
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight right here on The Political Show.
Got The Black Knight.
Where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics.
Especially with The Black Knight.
And this week's hot politics, we are diving into Netflix. Ta-dum.
Netflix. I thought this was
see
a political
what
show.
You did.
but it's not Netflix.
There is a true crime documentary that was released on the 12th of September 2025 called Beauty and the Besta.
I love that name. Beauty and the Besta.
Yeah.
Instead of the Beast.
Yeah. And it is based on the Thabo Besta case. And there was a court hearing. There was a hearing. There was a thing in court where they were
Thabo Besta on trial.
Yes. And they said they basically were trying to get...
And my friend is his defense attorney.
Yes. We've actually had him on the show.
My Africa Wamaili.
And yeah, so...
So now I'm checking my friend on the news, arguing with a judge and putting arguments and cases and...
So
I love it.
So the case here is that the question we're trying to answer in this conversation that we're going to have is, do you think that the Netflix documentary is going to affect Thabo Besta's case? Pascal, do you want to go in more detail?
Yeah, well, obviously, as I said, my friend, my Africa Wamaili, he's an advocate there. I know him as Apostle My Africa. There's Advocate My Africa. But he actually, put forward a motion to actually stop the showing of that documentary, with the putting forth the argument that that the documentary is going to affect Thabo Besta's trial, because he said all they'd seen at that stage was the trailer, but that the documentary was going to paint Thabo Besta as guilty. And so the motion was to withhold the documentary until after the trial. The judge ruled against My Africa, and he said that there's no justice, you know, in South Africa. He said that on Facebook. And so obviously the documentary came out. I haven't seen it as yet.
I've seen it.
But Giggs, you have?
Yes.
So
I know, because it was not... You know what, Nick? Can I just say? A lot of the documentaries that are on Netflix, even though it's the South African domain or whatever... are not really...
Look, I watched the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, we've got the Senzo...
The production quality is good.
Yeah, we've got the Senzo Muye documentary. I don't think there's...
Is there a Senzo one?
Yeah.
No, I want to watch that one.
I haven't watched that one yet. It's actually in my next... I'm going to watch it next. And then we've got the... What's this? Obviously, this one, Beauty and the Besta, but a lot of the other documentary are cases that are not really, that haven't really happened in South Africa. So it's, I was very proud of it.
Waiting for AKA's one, probably. There'll be one with AKA.
Probably, you never know.
AKA and AK-47.
Ha, funny.
So, yeah, so that is.
So AKA for people not in South Africa, AKA was taken out.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was an AK-47, but it just drums, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but he was taken out
in
the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so that's what we're going to be speaking about. It's going to be hot. As always, we're going to get our thoughts.
Stay updated, stay entertained with Active FM on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Engage with us, like posts, comment, share them out, retweet, and repost. Spread the word. Active FM. Radio has never been better.
So we are looking at commenting, reacting, whatever it is, on the, what's this, the true crime documentary, Beauty and the Bester, which was released on the 12th of September this year. And the main subjects in this documentary is Thabo Bester and Dr. Nandipa Magudumana. Yes. Thabo Bester is convicted of rape and murder. He was already serving multiple sentences when more serious charges were brought against him. And he's known as the Facebook rapist because he used social media platforms posing as a model agent to lure women. And then Dr. Nandipa is a celebrity doctor, dermatology and stuff. And she's well known. She is well known in South Africa. She enters the story through her relationship with Bester, visiting him in prison and later being somehow involved in his escape and faked death. Guys, I was following the Thabo Bester case, mm-hmm. but I didn't know that this until...
No, I remember this. But the thing is, I don't see how correctional services wasn't involved. You set a cell on fire in a prison. And then you find another body there. You know what I'm saying? How's correctional services not involved? How's the Minister of Correctional Services not been fired? How's he not on trial for negligence?
There's a lot of questions. I mean,
no offense, you Americans, you get upset about the Jeffrey Epstein suicide. Okay? And I mean, that would be upsetting until you find how Thabo Bester got out of prison. Mm-hmm. And his room catches fire, allegedly so he can commit suicide. So you're in the middle of a prison cell. You're able to set your room on fire and you get burnt to a crisp. But meantime, there's another body there. It's not yours. But for a year, they think you're dead. I mean, my word.
Yeah, no. Like, so.
And how's that whole prison not involved?
No, it's crazy. It's actually quite crazy.
And then they blamed the whole thing on an external security company, which in any case was employed by correctional services.
Mm.
And correctional services are the prison wardens and the prison guards in South Africa.
Mm.
It's the Department of Correctional Services.
Yeah. And then who was watching the cameras that day? Because then you would have picked it up. Because in the camera footage that they sent, I know we're getting ahead of ourselves, but in the camera footage that they sent, you see them, the both Thabo Bester and that security guard running. And I mean, if you're watching the camera security footage and you see people running, surely it's like, why are these guards running? You know? But anyways, so the
cell was on fire.
The key events,
running away to get right from the fire.
The key events and the storyline. So the criminal past and conviction.
Sorry, the main warden of that prison said, "Thabo Bester, we can't keep you. You're fired."
Wow,
uh-huh.
That's a dead uh-huh. joke. That's a serious dead joke. Anyway, so the Bester had previously been convicted in 2012 for rape and murder and also for earlier crimes.
Eh?
Yeah.
Rape and murder.
Earlier crimes of rape and robbery. There's a background on how he used social media to lure women. So they speak about that in the theme. And then from there, so he's in jail because of that. All right.
For life. Eh?
For life. He's serving life. And then what happens.
Never going to see the light of day.
Mm. Is that in May 2022. A fire broke out in his cell in Mangaung Correctional Center, and officials claimed Bester had died in that fire. But an autopsy... So now
correctional services weren't involved in this, eh?
But an autopsy...
I mean, surely, like, you're the MEC in the province of correctional services, and a fire breaks out and kills the inmate, the prisoner. I mean... Surely you should be hauled in front of the legislature and asked, like, excuse me, how does this happen?
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
That's a much worse thing than Jeffrey Epstein hanging himself with a paper sheet.
So the autopsy later revealed that the body wasn't his and it belonged to someone else, raising questions about how the escape or fake death was orchestrated.
Yeah, no, correctional services was definitely not involved there. Eh?
Because, I mean,
how do you get the body in there in the first place?
That was also another very... You need to watch this document. Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to promote Netflix or anything, but this documentary was...
Yeah. Well, really I just good. Remember the story. Yes. I need to watch it too.
It's very interesting. I was shocked. I sat there and I'm like, wow. Like, Nandipa was and Bester were... They actually likened them to Bonnie and Clyde.
No, Bonnie and Clyde were on their own.
Yeah, but anyways.
I mean, okay, let's just go through the story. Because yes, and then I think people are going to realize there's no way they did this on their own.
And then investigation and suspicion. So authorities and media start piecing together discrepancy like the body identification, injuries inconsistent with the fire by death. So notice, basically, the autopsy.
Now they say authorities. Which authorities?
So what they brought in a specific group Who's of people they? To. I think it was the.
This was after they were. Yeah. There were pictures of the guy in a shopping centre in the north of Johannesburg.
So,
was it at the Mall of Africa? Or
it was somewhere in because she lived in Hyde Park. They were staying in Hyde Park. Yes, her mansion someone is in takes Hyde a Park.
Photo of her.
Yes, because they're a fan of
and
her.
And then someone else looks at the picture and says, "Hey, that looks like Thabo Bester."
Exactly, but basically, when you look at the autopsy,
Americans, you can't stop complaining about your country. Just come here. I can't see this happening in America.
So,
can you?
The autopsy showed that this person, the body that was identified, actually died by a head force trauma, not by.
Yeah, so they abducted the oak, they killed the guy. Chuck him in the cell, set the cell on fire. Oh no, Tabo's dead.
Yeah, so. What's this? That's where now Nandipa's involvement becomes more scrutinized because she went to go claim the body as Thabo Bester when it was revealed that he had died because she was his customary wife. That time, at the same time, she was in a civil marriage with another man and has two daughters with this man.
I'm glad I'm not that guy. I'd be upset, guys, if that was my wife.
Right? And then, what's
but
this?
But how stupid is she?
Yeah, so if you look at the whole documentary, people are trying to ask I don't understand why people are asking this question. Is she a victim or is she part of a juke? She can't be a victim.
They set fire to a prison cell.
Anyways.
I mean, how much? She was like a regular PA or maybe even the CEO of the whole operation, project manager, whatever you want to call it. I mean, you're not going to be a victim and do all that stuff.
Yeah.
And that guy's in prison and you're outside the prison.
Yeah.
How can you be a victim?
Anyway, so after faking death and escaping, Bester allegedly lived under an alias, Joburg, in Johannesburg. And together with Nandipa, they ran fraudulent business schemes. And then they were eventually arrested.
Did anyone ask her husband if he thinks she's a victim?
I doubt it. Mm. What's this? Eventually, because she filed for bail after they got caught. In 2023, she filed for bail, and one of the things they said is that there's been no communication between her and her kids and her husband. So they didn't. Well, that's one of the reasons they didn't grant bail because, like, if her family doesn't think that she needs, yeah, anyways. But eventually, they were arrested. So now, what happens? This was my favorite part of the documentary, right? Is that picture is sent, and they realize that wait,
that's terrible.
This man is not dead. Right?
That guy should look a bit more crispy.
This man is not dead.
More like coal, you know, burnt coal.
And obviously word gets out there that...
Isn't that Thabo Bester?
Yeah, word gets out there that, okay, Thabo Bester is alive. Nandipa has been involved in this thing. So now she's calling her family. She's calling her business partner saying that you guys need to get out of Joburg. They're coming after you. You're going to get killed and whatever. She forsakes her children. That time, her children are not like teenagers and stuff. They're like toddlers. She leaves them at school, runs away with Thabo Bester. And for months, I think it was like 5 months.
They didn't know where
over they 5 months. They are trying to find these people. And then they are found, they are arrested in Tanzania in April 2023 because they involved Interpol and stuff, and their faces were obviously everywhere and things like that. And then they realized they tracked their communication and things like that and found out that they were going to a specific border between Tanzania and what's on the top?
I'd have to look at a map.
Yes, that one. Right.
Is it Ethiopia?
I think so, yeah. So they basically and they basically put
just for people in America, hey. Tanzania and Ethiopia are very far from South Africa.
Yes. it's not.
You're going to drive for about 2 years from South Africa. Yes. Like literally.
Yeah. And so eventually they put a roadblock.
This is the, I think, the biggest continent in the world.
Yeah, it is. And they put a roadblock there, and they stopped every single car. And the officers were actually smart, because instead of asking people to show IDs and stuff, obviously they did that. They called out the names of the people, of Thabo Bester and Nandipa. So when they had said out loud their names, they were shocked and they realized that these are the people. Because they obviously, if you know Tanzania is the way that they dress and things like that, Muslim and things. So they have coverings over their faces and stuff. So it's not easy to recognize a person, a fugitive, especially if they're on the run.
Black Knight, it's Uganda and Kenya.
Uganda. Yeah, so they're going to Kenya.
Yeah.
They're going to Kenya.
They're going to Kenya, yeah.
Yeah. And that's how they got caught. And so the fifth part of it is about legal battles and public controversy. Before the documentary was released, Bester and Nandipa tried to block it via court, alleging defamation and unfair trial rights. Their attempt failed. The series also explored how the case stirred public interest, media coverage, victims' perspectives, and the questions around accountability in the prison and justice
system. Sorry, who's debating? Are they debating in the documentary whether she's a victim?
No. Like the reaction, social media reactions. And they mention it a bit in the.
Come on, man.
They mention it a bit in the documentary.
You're really going overboard with feminism to come with that garbage.
But you know what the funny thing is?
I mean, seriously, ask her husband. If I was her husband, you'd tell me she's a victim. I'll be so mad at you.
So basically, in the last part of the, what's this? It's three episodes, about almost an hour, just under an hour each. And in the last episode, they basically... speaking about this, is she a victim? Is she, you know, part of it and whatever? And then after they get caught, there's actually video footage. It's so funny. Of them in court, they haven't seen each other since they've been arrested. And she's sitting and he walks in. She turns to him and smiles. And you can see that there's affection and whatever. And people are like, there's definitely no way that she was a victim in this situation.
I mean, come on.
No way.
And they're both wearing white.
How many?
Yes.
They like matching. It's like couple goals.
How many prison authorities did she seduce to get this plan set up?
Yeah, true.
I'm just like, guys, like what level of, you know?
I like the question. Yeah, how did the prison authorities, correctional services, and legal mechanisms respond or fail how's the body misidentified?
Gents, then, like, you're obviously going to take...
How tall is Thabo Bester?
170 centimeters.
So he's 1.7, and this body was?
145.
So 15 centimeters shorter.
Yeah.
So that's like the prison cell burns, and you say, right, I died. And
then they bring
you find Black Knight's burnt body.
Like, this
and
is
then, possible. This is possible.
This is possible, Kevin. Here is possible.
Because I'm sure there's procedures.
A lot.
I'm sure there's procedures in place that, okay, there's an inmate that died, and let's find out that it's the actual inmate that died. Because the person burned.
Well, why isn't there a judicial commission of inquiry to understand how does a fire start in a prison cell?
Yeah.
And only one person dies.
Because he was the only one in the cell.
Yeah, but you know.
It was a contained fire.
Yeah, fire spread.
It was a contained fire because he saw.
I mean, if it's just a spontaneous, it's going to go to other rooms.
Because there any evidence that he smokes or anything like that?
No, he brought
yeah,
in.
Yeah, but even if you smoke.
At least you'd have that as an prison, excuse.
Yeah, if you've been in a prison cell.
Yeah, but
you?
Yeah, you'd have you've that seen. As an excuse. Because you can make fire.
The blankets burn.
You can make fire, but... like, at least if you smoke, that would be an excuse of...
But I mean, didn't
you
the whole
always
burn?
Smoke?
The whole room burned.
Yeah, no, that's...
How do you set the whole prison
that's what I'm saying, no, that's
I mean,
why.
Even the bricks and the walls and that, they're not just going to catch fire.
Okay, you mother.
Like, the blankets can burn, and then once the blankets are burnt...
So, the person went under the bed and started the fire from under the bed, and he remained there.
No,
if he
burns the whole cell, then he must have had petrol with him, something to to burn up. Yeah,
but you'd have to have a lot of petrol.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But hence why we suggesting that it's it was
anyway.
Planned.
So the question here that we're trying to answer.
No, I'm not trying to be funny, but isn't it mandatory if a prisoner dies to do an autopsy and to confirm who the identity of the person?
Exactly.
And to use dental records and all sorts of things to identify the body, especially if they've been burnt beyond recognition.
Exactly.
But the guy's 15 centimeters shorter.
I just want to ask, what was happening in South Africa when, like, with the parliament and stuff? Because, you know, when these...
2022. From 2022.
When such things happen, you must know these guys are hiding stuff. Because like a weird...
No, but I'm saying, they must have had a lot of support from a lot of...
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I mean, they had the money.
If you go into
they had the money. And one of these schemes...
Have you ever visited a prison?
No.
My goodness. Like, you get... you know, you might think this is like everything now, but go visit a prison and see how impossible this is. Like impossible, I'm telling you, Jeffrey Epstein. That's for sure what the authorities are saying is true in comparison to this. Now, I don't believe that the Epstein story. Don't get me wrong, but what I'm saying is that's much more plausible than this story. I mean, how did anyone? You know, can you imagine how you sitting there now? You the head of that facility. Okay, then maybe you're the district commissioner of this stuff. So you've got a couple of prisoners under you. Or maybe the provincial guy or girl, whatever they were. And then this one cell caught the light and now committed suicide by putting himself under the bed and burning himself to death. I mean, come on. Come on.
Some of the charges basically that he has for him and newer charges are... So we know about the rape, murder... Fraud, obviously, violation of a body and corpse. What's this?
But I am going to ask. Has he on trial alone for that? Has he on trial alone for that?
No, isn't it with Nandipa?
Yeah, but who else is on trial?
She's on for that. I think too. The father also. In the documentary, Nandipa's father.
No, sorry.
In the documentary.
Where's the people from correctional services?
Oh, no.
Where's the people from a security company? Where's that guard that had the GS4 uniform running? Where are all these people?
Do you understand?
I mean...
Yeah, so...
So what? So she hit that oak, that boy?
No, I don't know, because...
No, I mean...
She went to some... What's this thing, place where the cops are?
Morgue.
She went to a morgue and then identified... And you know what the crazy thing is? This was the second body she identified. Earlier that year, she had identified another person as her dad.
What?
Right? It wasn't her dad. She identified this man, and then they think that the plan was supposed to be earlier, but it didn't work out earlier. So she had already identified that corpse, and then she buried...
for another...
Like you can't use it.
It's crazy. She buried both of these people, but when they excavated the... to remove the graves and whatever, they found in one a bunch of meat.
What?
She filled the coffin with meat.
She's a victim.
And then, in the other, I'm obviously just explaining like parts.
What?
In the other coffin, she put in maize.
Maize.
Like 12.5 kg of millimil. She put.
I don't know if she's a victim. This guy must be using strong muti.
No, guys, this is
strong
muti
for someone to be controlled like this.
Him she can do this.
Probably. I don't know what conversations they were having.
But the thing is, how do you take a corpse into a prison cell?
Yeah.
The corpse was put in a cabinet that was delivered to the prison cell.
Sorry. Where the prison guard is going to take a cabinet into your cell?
What is it doing here?
No. The corpse was delivered to the prison.
I've visited people in prison for ministry's sake. And when I've gone with my wife, I always have to take a packet with stuff. And you have to buy it at the prison with stuff that you give them. So on your way in.
They didn't check the van properly. They didn't check. That's what they say. They didn't check the van properly.
I feel like she's picking them up.
I'm not.
You haven't been inside a prison. Geeks, it's not going to happen.
I'm saying, I'm agreeing with you guys. I'm saying that
and
it was so dumb.
Where do you get your own cabinet in your prison cell?
How does that even come in there? I understand what you're saying. You can't even bring food.
No, but do they allow you to get your own cabinet?
No, definitely not.
He was doing video conference calls.
No, I understand, and but without correctional services.
And also
you have the guards and I mean, there's who an give you phones and stuff like that. We actually know
but
who has
phones. But a cabinet? they're gonna allow you to have a cabinet in your... I mean, an ordinary prison guard or prison warden, whatever, are they going to be able to get a cabinet into your cell?
Definitely.
Not even the guards. You're going to have the head honchos of the prison involved with stuff definitely. Like this.
Definitely. Yeah. So yeah, so he...
And then while the authority is not asking them questions after all of this nonsense comes out.
The justice system. Yeah, so obviously violation of a body. So they don't really mention how he where he died. And they do mention that his family was looking for him. He went missing. And then she obviously went in and
identified as Tabo based. That's how you find out that your family member
died. Can you imagine? That
Now, that's traumatic.
Yeah. So another thing is corruption, arson. Then what's this? Obviously, for Namdeepa, assistant and inmates
but,
to escape.
But where's
custody?
His prison guards and officials that they brought? I mean, surely if you've got evidence to nail the officials, surely you've got the officials.
Yeah.
Because what I'm going to ask you is, which is the bigger crime? The prison officials or these two? For me, the prison officials is a much bigger crime.
True.
Mm-hmm. Where are they?
That's exactly. Yeah, and then defeating the ends of justice. And then here they mention the murder charge was dropped. But I think after this, and then we can answer the main question and stuff like that. But the murder charge was dropped because of there wasn't enough evidence to prove. But then in the documentary, they actually interview the couple that ran the hotel that he was in that he stayed in where the woman's body was found dead and things, and she actually speaks about
which
the event
woman?
The woman that he killed
Tabo
the woman that Tabo Bester killed and stuff. So now looking at that, in light of that, obviously the murder charge was dropped because there wasn't enough evidence, but now in this documentary the people who, you know, were staying at the B&B and whatever, who owned the B&B and stuff like that, speak about the events that led to them finding her body dead and things. They can identify, they can prove that he was here with her and all of these things. Do you think this documentary will affect the case, Tabo Bester case?
I don't know, but it shouldn't because it's a judge, but so, I don't know, but I've got a much bigger question. I mean, surely there should be a lot of people in that court.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the same as this Mkhwanazi testimony that happened last week. You know, over the allegations that he's made against the Minister of Police, the National Commissioner of Police, the Deputy National Deputy Commissioner of Police, the Gauteng Commissioner of Police, and all of these people, and Parliament, and the presidency, and big business, and gangsters, and all sorts of people. These officials and that, isn't this close to treason? How in the world can this happen in our prisons? And I don't see anything. Is there a trial for that? Is there a trial?
Not that we know of.
Why are the officials from correctional services not on trial yet? How does a dead body come into a prison? And they never check the cabinet. Oh, that's too convenient, eh?
Yeah.
I mean, how many times do the guards not search? I've never been to a prison and there's no search.
Mm. And what inmate?
Are the guards slackly with the searches?
No. What inmate gets a whole cabinet in their cell?
I mean, you
like,
can,
who are you?
You can smuggle in a cell phone.
Yeah.
You can smuggle in some drugs.
But it has to be in your body for that.
Yeah.
How can you get a hold?
But I mean, I can see a guard coming and slipping you a phone.
Yeah, that,
and you give him some cash.
That happens.
Yes. No, that you're, I can see. Yeah. How do you get a cabinet in there?
Yeah, that's the interesting part.
So you know, I can understand the guy being in conference calls. Because I'm sure a guard could get him a laptop.
Yeah, true.
But a cabinet with a dead body.
Yeah.
A laptop and internet.
From outside the prison, you take it into the prison cell and put it there.
And you can probably feel this thing is
heavy. And now you set the oak on fire, right? Okay. How do you get out yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. What's her name? Namdeepa. Mm. She can't get him out of the cell. Okay.
So,
guys, South Africa.
It's very interesting.
Well, I don't know. This is actually quite shocking. I need to watch the documentary.
Yeah, no, it's a very interesting documentary. And yeah, I also don't think that this documentary, if you look at the case against him, just looking at the charges and just looking at the scheme, and obviously he didn't do this alone. He definitely didn't do it. There's more people involved in this
whole thing.
He didn't
just do it with Nandipa.
Yeah, it wasn't just the both of them. And the fact that he was found in Tanzania. Maybe my problem is he was found. They could not find him in South Africa. Being on the run. Already first he was walking around the streets of Joburg, Hyde Park, freely. And then
he was in Hyde Park without hiding.
Do you understand? And then when he realized that, oh, shucks, they've caught us, he was still in South Africa for quite some time before they left. And they couldn't find. And he was only found. How many countries? Let's look at that the continent again. How many countries are in what's this? There's no ways, guys.
Tanzania border the top of Mozambique.
Yeah.
Your map.
You have Zimbabwe. You have Mozambique. Yeah,
but you got Mozambique. But so part of the top. It's either got to go through Zimbabwe or Mozambique.
Yeah.
To get to Tanzania.
You have
and
to.
Mozambique's quite a big country too.
You have to go through Zimbabwe.
Yeah. I think you'd probably get there through Mozambique as well. Because it goes to the coast.
I think so too. So you go.
Yeah, it's north of.
Yes, if you go this side, you're going to Mozambique.
If you go through Zimbabwe, you've got to go through Zambia. And there's even Malawi stuck in there.
So you're looking at. If we include Lesotho
that's probably five times the distance.
Yeah,
from Joburg to there, it's probably they were arrested in the north, near Kenya.
Yeah, because
so there's probably more than five times the distance between Joburg and Cape Town. Joburg and Cape Town are 1,600 apart. You could easily be talking 10,000 cases.
That's where my problem is.
I mean, Tanzania is in Central Africa. And as I said, this is a big continent. Eh? Yeah. You know, when you fly to Europe, most of your flying times over Africa. I think the last hour or so you're over Europe. And that's to get to like the UK, which is north.
Yeah. So what are your final thoughts?
My final thoughts. So if you have a look at when they brought the woman before Jesus, and they said, Jesus, this woman's been caught in the act of adultery. You know what the law of Moses says? She should be stoned to death. What do you say? Some people speculated when Jesus bent down and he wrote in the sand that he might have been writing, where's the man? So in this, I'm asking, where's the man? The man not being a man now. Where's correctional services? Where are other government officials? You know, where are the authorities that handle the morgue? I mean, she probably, that's the only thing, you know, she probably went to the mortuary and handed the $500, and then they gave her the body.
But she still signed her name.
Yeah, she signs her name and identifies the body. But the oak knows it's not her body, but she gives him $500, or maybe 5,000.
Or maybe I'm obviously agreeing with you guys. I'm just being the
feminist.
Yeah. Maybe they thought that, you know, her life is hectic. First, she identified her father. Now she's identifying her brother's friend. Yeah, this is hectic, you know?
Cynthia should just be their PR. That's what I'm thinking.
I'm going to speak to Advocate My Africa because I think he must get you as one of the investigators on this case. Maybe you'll get some good cash if you come back here and tithe it. You know, if you get good cash out of the thing and then you can come here and tithe.
That's funny.
Yeah. So,
joke, guys.
Yes, definitely. Just joke. No,
it's on record.
It's a joke. What's this? Black Knight, what are your final thoughts?
I think it's not even important if, which I believe it might affect, but it's only affecting it to a direction that it's already going to. So that's what I think this documentary will do, but I don't think it, even if it was played after, it was going to change much from all. This guy was already
in jail for life.
Yes, he was already in jail. So what are we trying to prove? So for me, it's like, so.
Yeah, for me, this is where's the company.
Yeah.
But definitely.
You can put her on trial.
Yeah.
Okay, you can just slap another 5 life sentences onto him. You can put her on trial, but where's the accomplices?
Yeah. I think for me, the biggest thing that this documentary shows is the injustice system in our country.
Giggs has taken on my term, the injustice.
Yes.
So we've got the Minister of Injustice.
Yes. The injustice system in South Africa is what the... It's not going to affect his case. His case was already going in whatever direction. Mm. It's that... Shucks, this is what we can get away with in our nation. This is crazy. In Ecclesiastes 12 verse 14, it says, "For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil."
So many here in South Africa, you might be thinking that, because of the injustice system, and, because police is not a police enforcement, it's a police service, so you might be thinking you can get away with a crime. But every crime... the truth about every crime will come to fruition. And the likelihood of you getting away with a crime for your whole lifetime is not good. You're probably going to face the music somewhere along the line. However, at the same time, even if you do get away with it, it catches up with you in the end. Remember, you're going to face your maker one day. And, he's going to hold you to account for everything that you've done in your life. So... keep on the straight and narrow.
Yes, this has been an amazing show. So let us know your thoughts in the comments below. We've obviously given you our thoughts. Let us know yours right here on The Political Show on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you can call me Gix. And with me in studio, we've had...
Gavin Insulin.
Pastor Gavin Insulin and...
The Black Knight
right here on The Political Show, where Christ Politics is...
Hot politics.
Politics.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.